Hello guys, it's your host. I'm back with another podcast, and I would like to be truthfully speaking on behalf of why I've been gone so long, and a run through of what I've been, you know, dealing with in life, you know. So getting into it, I have been diagnosed with depression and PTSD. There's a lot. I also, you know, take out proportion at times in the past, but now I'm trying to change for the better. There was many times where I would play victim in life. Very hard, you know, struggle for me with, you know, thinking about what's reality and what's fake and what's real and what's anything at all. I just, you know, not self-aware enough in the past, and you know, I might not be as good now, but I'm way more better than before, thank God. And I'm trying my best on my journey, you know, in life with all my work and everything. I'm trying to use that as a coping mechanism. I'm trying to also keep, you know, everything intact and make sure that my, you know, like, just negative attitude doesn't get the best of me, and I don't, you know, keep on that track with it. I keep on the positive track, the positive mood, you know. I've been making sure I take my meds, and I'm trying not to stop at all, you know. Like, before, I was not taking my meds at times and everything, and, you know, I thought I would be good, but that was the worst choice of my life. I was literally, I don't know how to define it. I would say I'm going insane, but I don't want to make people think I'm trying to diagnose myself with anything. Although, the only thing I am really diagnosed with is, like, I know at 7, I was diagnosed with clinical depression, I think. In my records, I was diagnosed with normal depression, you know, too. And in my records, I was diagnosed with PTSD. You know, I was told that, and, you know, I do feel that way, and I do agree with that. I had many problems in the past, you know, just, I'm trying to make sure that I don't do drugs like crazy, like a crackhead, and just go insane and just keep on taking like all kinds of substances and, you know, messing up my mind. And at the time, for a period, I was with my medication, and it really messed me up. I mixed them all together, like, it's a lot, and I also hurt people before. I betrayed, and so many times that I can't fix it now. Even if I changed, it doesn't really matter, because they can't really forgive me after what I've done, because it's really like, how can you trust me after all I've done, you know? But there is still some people who stick with me, you know, and love me and everything, but just try not to be negative, but I'm being honest with all of this. I have been also, you know, trying to keep up with my coping skills. I'm doing great with that. I'm making music. I'm coming back to the podcast. I'm trying to work on spirituality, you know, like explore my brain and my energy and my spirit and my soul and just open up and meditate and all that. I'm trying to make sure that I'm doing the right thing in life. And, you know, trying to make sure I don't follow the wrong crowd. For a long time, I've been doing that. I've been kind of just out of it, you know. But now, people have told me I'm doing way more better. I see that I'm doing way more better, but I don't want to get too ahead of myself and say that, you know, just because of that, things I did in the past don't matter anymore. They do, but it's unfixable too. But you could still make amends, and I try my best to do that. But you know, of course, some people won't forgive you. I'm also trying to use this as an apology to everybody for all the stuff I did. You know, there was a lot of things. So, you know, guilt tripping, blaming, betraying, being just ignorant, rude, disrespectful, you know, hurting people, just, you know, yeah. Also, really just ruin some people's lives, you know. But yeah, at the end of the day, my goal is in life to spread love, positivity, and peace, because that's all I want for people and myself, you know. I just want world peace as much as possible, as much as I can, you know, get it, you know, to that point. And, you know, I gained weight a lot, and I noticed that people make fun of that. You know, that's fine with me, because even if people do make fun of me, you know, there's a lot of things I did that make me deserve it. So I guess you could call it karma, but, or you can call it this or that. I don't know. It's just whatever. I just move on, you know. It's my beard makes me look like a Discord moderator with my mustache. But my mustache alone, I think, looks cool. I don't know. You know, my haircut isn't that good, but it's whatever. You know, even if people don't find me attractive, I don't care, you know, because at the end of the day, as long as I'm doing good in life and helping people, that's all that matters. And not hurting people. You know, just making sure that people don't ruin themselves, you know, or ruin others too. I've been down a dark path. You know, sometimes I said I wanted to commit, you know, deleting myself, but, you know, there were times that I was just saying it for attention. But in the past, before I actually did attempt it a couple times, you know, I was real with it. You know, ODing and everything. Even though it was like on some, it doesn't really matter. Even if it wasn't, you know, hardcore or whatever, you know, and even if I knew it probably wasn't gonna hurt me at the end of the day, but maybe it did hurt my liver or my lungs, I don't know, something. I did air duster for a while. That ruined my brain, gave me some brain damage. Whole binge. But it's whatever. You know, I'm not proud of everything I've done, but I'm just glad that I use that as a lesson to learn about in life, what to do right and what to do wrong, even though I'm still gonna make mistakes and everything. As long as it's not as bad, you know, who cares? I mean, it might get a little bit bad, but as long as it's not as bad as before or even worse, then at least, you know, it's not like that. So I'm not trying to make myself out to be a superhero or anything. I'm just saying, I'm trying to move on in life. And, you know, I want to help people. If you're going through something mentally or any type of situation that's just hurting you, spreading negativity or whatever, you know, just stay in there, stay positive, and know that we'll be aight. Do what you can do as long as it's not negative. Just remember, you are loved, you are gifted, you are talented, you are unique in your own way. You can do whatever you want in life if you put your mind to it. You can make your dreams come true. I don't know what else to really say, but I do know that, you know, we are blessed, and we are welcomed, and we are, you know, something in life that, you know, is well crafted, and it is nice to have us around, you know, as long as we don't spread negativity, there's no problem at the end of the day, you know. with us. We're just people. We're just humans. We're just this other species on this earth. You know? And even if one day we die out, you know, when we die, even where we go, it's gonna be aight. I do suffer from anxiety. I know some do out there too. I hope y'all stick in there and don't let, you know, that affect you in a negative way and impact you for the worst. Try your best at dodging the obstacles. Just be love. Love. Love yourself. Be positive. Be peace. Be love. Love you all. And I'm back.